Let the church say amen. Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Excuse me for a moment there. It is Lord's Day once again. And I wish I had an explanation for you today that why the pews are not totally full. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we ought to be glad and rejoice in it. And just by the events of this past week, lets me know that God needs to be served. And I didn't plan this message around the events of what happened, but it just so worked out. But death is everywhere. Death is next door to us. Death is around the corner from us. Death is across the street, across the city, and across the world from us. It's even in the next car to us. So we need to be thankful and be ye also ready for God, for we know not that time or the hour in which God shall come. This morning, before we go very much farther, let us take time to go to God in prayer. O Lord, our great and wonderful Father, this day you have given to us, and Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for all the days that have passed behind us. And we are praying in delightful joy for the days that we have yet to come to us. Father, we thank you this morning and we pray and ask you to continue to bless this congregation and all the congregations where your word and your message is being rung out. Father, we thank you for the leaders of this congregation along with their families that they might be strengthful, be given strength to move ahead with the church and the church work. We pray for those brothers who have taken time to be with us this morning to also spread the word and do the jobs that they had been assigned to do. Father, we thank you for their families also. Father, we thank you and pray for the sick and the shut in, all of those who have lost loved ones. We pray for the people over in Paris where things are going haywire right now, O Lord. But I know you know all about it, but we wanted to take a moment and ask you to give blessings to those who have lost loved ones. We pray and ask you, Father, to continue to give strength and health and motivation to all who would serve thee, O Lord. Father, we thank you for those who are here today, and we pray for those who might still be on their way, that they might get here safe and safely and without hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we pray and ask you to be with us now as we move on into the next portion of our services. Bless those who have taken part thus far, and bless those who shall come from this point on. Father, we thank you for everything. It is in the name of Jesus who went to yonder's cross on our behalf that we're asking it all. Let us all say amen. Believers need not fear death, as the subject had been announced by Brother Thompson in his very fine opening monologue there. Death is never a pleasant subject, yet there is no reason it should not be spoken of and discussed. We do all in our power to avoid this very real subject. For just as sure as we all live, so shall we die. We try our best to prevent it from happening. This is a normal human response. No matter how many times we go to our doctors, No matter how good your doctor may be, doesn't make any difference where he or she went to school. For I've never seen a doctor who is able to cure death. And yes, there are some who do not want, who do want out of this life because it has brought to them much suffering, pain, and heartache. What I want to touch on today is the fear of death. I want to offer encouragement to God's children while we travel on our journey. I want us to know that we have hope while we travel in this land of the dying on our way to the land of the living. Death is not a, is a time of rest. As the scripture tells us, read with me, if you will, the 23rd Psalms in verse number 4. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." A few moments ago, I mentioned how that some do want to die because they are going through so much suffering and pain. They've had rough lives. They've had troublesome lives, and they've had suffering in their lifetime. But Revelation 14 in verse number 13 says, "I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Right blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, shall the spirit that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." This verse lets us know that those who die in the Lord shall be blessed. And they shall find rest from sin, from temptation, from sorrow and persecution. This is when they die in the Lord. There's no need for us to fear dying. For those who die in the Lord while living on this earth is very peaceful, will be peaceful. It's not always pleasant, but it can be peaceful. Most certainly, living in this life is not without pain. Death of the righteous is precious to God. Somebody said, "Well, how do you know that, preacher?" Because the Bible tells us so in Psalms number 116 and verse number 15. The Bible says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." It's wonderful to know that we don't have to fear death. Fear of death should never be an option for a child of God. Consider it as a time of rest. Look at the text once again with me, if you will. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." So why should a Christian or a believer, a child of God, not fear death? Well, because Jesus has removed the sting of death. Fear should not cause a Christian to rule over a Christian life. Especially the fear of death, because Jesus has removed its sting. I read somewhere that when a bee stings a person, it leaves the stinger in that person. It can never sting another because it no longer has a stinger. This is what Jesus has done for us. The sting of death is with Jesus. Therefore, we don't need to worry about it, and we don't need to fear it because he has conquered it. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 54 through about verse 57, it says, "Death is swallowed up in victory." Death is, and then it says, "Death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ blocks death from swallowing up his saints. Consider, if you will, a man running with a football and another man blocking the opposition from tackling him so that he can make it to the end zone without being tackled. This is what Jesus has done for us. He has run interference for us by taking captivity captive. Death is something that we all must face. But we don't have to be fearful of it. because we know Jesus. If you know Jesus this morning, isn't that a wonderful feeling, church? If you know Jesus, you ought to say so. Death is something that we all must face, but we won't have to be fearful of it when we know Jesus. Sin is death's sting. And somebody might ask the question, how did sin get here? Well, according to Romans chapter 5 and the verses number 12, by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned and come, all have sinned as in Adam. Thanks to God again, for all die. So in Christ we shall be all be made alive. Death is not bad for those who die in Christ. And I may as well tell you while I'm here, death is only the end of our earthly journey. Death is not the end for us. It means that I won't walk around here anymore, and that you won't see me anymore, and that I won't see you anymore, but it's not the end. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, for I am now ready to be offered up, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He did not fear death, neither should we when we think about it. For when we look at the text once again, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. I want you to note something about the writer David when he wrote this psalm. First, he referred to God in verse number 1 as his shepherd. The job of a shepherd is to guide and care for his sheep. But then when you notice verse number 4, he acknowledged these facts. He said, I will fear no evil. Death is a passage, not an end, not a dead end, I should say. The staff was a means of protection, which means he did not fear danger. Believers need to understand that even though death is certain, it should not be terrifying for anyone who trusts in the Lord, the one who has already risen from the grave, the one who has already defeated death. Truly, for Christian believers, the Lord is certainly our shepherd. And I'm sure that when the people that are over there in Paris that were out enjoying themselves, they were not ready looking for death, but death found them, didn't it, church? And you know something? It's going to find each and every one of us one day. It's going to find us whether we're looking for it to find us or not. Death should never be terrifying. It is true that death ends our lives here on earth. But if we have lived righteously, we can get to go home with Jesus and live eternally with God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, where there shall be no more sorrow, no more death, no crying, no pain. The former things are passed away, according to Revelation 21 and verse number 4. You know, when I think about it, I never had a conversation with my parents about death. Now, I don't know if your parents have taught you or talked to you about death, but I never heard a conversation about death. The only time I heard about death is when somebody else died. And my father had to go and attend a funeral, or my mother and he had to go together to attend a funeral. But they never had a conversation where they actually just set us down around the table and talked about death. But you know something? It's something that should be discussed. It's something that we need to talk about. Our kids need to know that their lives are not going to be the same forever. They need to know that one day this life is going to come to an end. And you know what? We don't know when. We never know the day nor the hour when death shall visit us. That's why the Bible, as I stated a few minutes ago, say, be ye also ready. For you know not the hour or the time when it shall come your way. But we have no need to fear death. When you fear death, you are letting something else into your life that needs not be there. You're causing more stress. Death, as I said, is here, it's there, and it's everywhere. And in the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. But fear not, for if we are the Lord's, He will take care of us. Then I think about what caused the psalmist to write those words. And I'm going to back up a little bit and say in verse number 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Then to our text for the day, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Then Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. But I like this one, church. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't it wonderful, the church, to know that we can dwell in the house of the Lord forever? It's a wonderful thing when you trust God with your life. I don't know of anybody else that I would trust with my life except God. I don't know of anybody else who can do for my life what God can do for my life. That's why I don't fear death. Oh, I don't want to die. Just like you don't. Just like none of you. If I took a survey, I bet nobody would say they are ready to die. Even though this is a cruel world in which we live, it's a dark place in which we live. But nevertheless, nobody wants to leave this place. But you don't have to fear death. Because one day, death is going to visit upon you. It's visited upon all the people of the past. It's going to visit upon us as well as the people of the future one day. And all I got to say is that we don't need to fear it. When I think about the word of the Lord, or the word of David, I should say, where he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Now, you know the shepherds used to have the staff with them when they were out leading the sheep. Somebody said the staff was used to dig in the holes when they saw a snake hole, for instance. They would dig down in there and then to pour oil on there. So when the snake come out, the staff would you be used to take care of the snake. I tell you something. When God is ready for us to go home, there will be no hiding from Him. There will be no, wait a minute, Lord, I'll be with you in a moment. Because the moment when He comes, we had better be ready. That's why the text says, be ye also ready, for you know not the day nor the hour when the Lord shall come for us. When I think about it, it's a wonderful thing being a child of God. I tell you often, I've told you many times, I told the church many times, I used to didn't know the Lord. I knew Him, but I pretended that I didn't know Him. I would run from the preacher. I would run from my wife. When she used to want to talk to me about the Lord, I didn't want to hear it. But now I found God to be a favorite of mine. I found God to know all about me. And I'm amazed when I think about it, how that the Bible says that God knows every hair on my head. I may not have a lot on my head right now, but God knows every strand that's there. And God knows every strand on your head as well. Thank you, Brother Thomas, but that's Thompson, but I don't need it. No. I understand that God is very powerful. And when I think about the things that man can do these days, I often wonder, what is man trying to do? I often ask myself the question, what is man trying to prove? God has already set the rules in place, and those rules are not changeable. They're unchangeable. God said one day that we're all going to die. Just read Hebrews 9 and 27, if you will. And God said that one day we're going to be called home, and after death then comes the judgment. Oh, I don't too much concern myself about death, because I already know it's coming. I've been warned about that. So I'm not going to sit around and fear it. As I said earlier, I'm not looking to get passed over right away. But no matter how well I live, no matter how good I eat, no matter how much I exercise, no matter how much I take for this old body of mine, it's going to leave here one day. And when it leaves here, I just hope that it leaves in righteousness. Because precious are those who die, and the saints who die in the Lord. Now, somebody may ask the question, well, Brother Carter, why did you talk about death today? Because, as I said, death is everywhere. And it's all the time. It's ongoing. You can't stop it. You can't change it. You can't alter it. Oh, yes, doctors can make you live out a lifetime, and some even may give you a little extra time. But then I wonder about that too. Is that extra time, or is that more time, or is that just doing the will of God? But it's good to have doctors. Don't get me wrong. It's good to know that when I get sick, if I got enough nerve, I can go to the doctor. If I don't have enough nerves, I can just suffer with it. But God has made a way that I don't have to fear death. I don't have to worry about it. I can't change it even if I worry about it. So all I'm saying to you this morning, and I know my time is up, all I'm saying to you this morning is that if you've been fearing death, if you think that you can stop death by being in fear of it, you got another thought coming, because you can't. So just embrace it. Talk about it. Talk about it at home. Talk about it at church. Talk about it with people in the street that you meet and people that you run across, because it's a natural thing. It's surely coming. And none of us can stop it. None of us can do anything about it. The one thing that we can do is we can learn to know the Lord. We can learn to live in obedience to the Lord. We can learn that the Lord directs our steps, not us. It's not in man to direct his own steps. So once again, I want to say to us, don't live life fearful of death. Don't live life as though you can stop it, because you can't. How do I get relief from my fears and all my frustrations and all the things that bother me about death? Well, you go to the Lord in prayer, and if you don't know the Lord, you come by hearing, believing, repentance, confessing, and then being baptized right behind me in the pool. But if you know the Lord and you met the Lord years ago, but you've walked astray. And I often like to say this. Christians do walk astray. I walk astray. You walk astray. Or you may not walk it on a daily basis, but you can walk astray. If you walk astray and you want to come back home, just like the prodigal son, he wanted to come back home. You can come back home. You can ask the Lord to forgive you of whatever trespass you have against you. And then you can come forward, ask the church to pray with and for you that you may grow stronger. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
655.